God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Oh, I see you. I see you. And even you. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome, one and all. Welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget. These 15 minutes God will take to transform your life. God will take his word and speak to you in such a way you will not be able to deny you've been spoken to. Let's talk to the Lord this morning. God, we love you today. God, we give you praise. We give you honor for just being God. We thank you for keeping us last night, keeping us safe and protected. God, everybody doesn't have that testimony. There might have been something that occurred on last night that shook someone out of their comfort, God. They might have gotten a phone call about a tragedy that's occurred. They might have had something on their mind last night. They might have had some challenges this week or even since the beginning of the year. But God, we are grateful. We're grateful that you woke us up this morning. God gave us the ability of thinking with the right mind. God gave us the ability of our limbs to be able to dial in this morning. And so God, because we still have breath in our body, we still have an opportunity to watch you perform a miracle. And for that, God, we're grateful. We're grateful, God, that you chose us to be able to still be in the land of the living. Now, God, as we delve into your word, as we walk through your scriptures, God, speak to us. Speak to us in only way, a way that we will know that it is you speaking to us. God, we thank you for those that are assembled on this morning. God, thank you for giving them a mind, God, to dial in on this morning. God, then, since they have given up their time, God, I'm praying in advance, God, that you would give them their time back, God, that you would multiply it unto them, God. Let them not experience a loss, but let them experience growth and let them experience expansion because they have taken time out to hear what you have to say. God, we love you today. We adore you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Again, I thank God for you taking time out of your sleep, out of your slumber, out of your transformation time today to hear what the Lord would have to say. On this morning, we're journeying through the Word to the New Testament, to the book of Acts, going to the 18th chapter, Acts, the 18th chapter, and we're just going to read a few verses of the Word of God through Acts 18. And I will be reading from the New American Standard Bible. Yours might read a little differently. I'm going to jump around in Acts 18. I hope that's okay. So if you are traveling along with me, just listen to where I'm going. We are going to start at verse 1, and then we'll jump around from there. Acts 18, starting at verse 1 from the New American Standard Bible, reads as follows. After these things, he left Athens and went to Corinth. We're talking about Paul. And he found a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, having recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had commanded all the Jews to leave Rome. He came to them, and because he was of the same trade, he stayed with them, and they were working, for by trade they were tent makers. And he was reasoning in the synagogue every Sabbath and trying to persuade Jews and Greeks. We're going to jump down now in this passage of Acts 18. I'm going to jump down to, let's go to, let's go to verse 18. We'll go to verse 18. So again, we're reading in Acts 18. Now we're jumping to verse 18 in Acts 18. It says this, Paul, having remained many days longer, took leave of the brethren and put out to sea for Syria. And with him were Priscilla and Aquila. In Cenchrea, he had his hair cut, for he was keeping a vow. They came to Ephesus, and he left them there. Now he himself entered the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. When they asked him to stay for a longer time, he did not consent. But taking leave of them, he said, I will return to you again if God wills. He set sail from Ephesus. Now I'm jumping down again to verse 24. It says, now a Jew named Apollos, an Alexandrian by birth, an eloquent man, came to Ephesus, and he was mighty in the scriptures. This man had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he was speaking and teaching accurately the things concerning Jesus, being acquainted only with the baptism of John, and he began to speak out boldly in the synagogue. But when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately. And when he wanted to go across to Achaia, the brethren encouraged him and wrote to the disciples to welcome him. And when he had arrived, he greatly helped those who had believed through grace, for he powerfully refuted the Jews in public, demonstrating by the scriptures that Jesus was the Christ. And I want to jump back just a little bit to verse 2. Again, I'm in Acts 18, verse 2. It says, and he found a Jew, talking about Paul, and he found a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, having recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had commanded all the Jews to leave Rome. And jump into verse 4. And he was reasoning in the synagogue every Sabbath, trying to persuade Jews and Greeks. Jews and Greeks. And word of the Lord is blessed. I know you're like, what in the world is she doing? She's jumping around in Acts 18. Well, I specifically jumped around in chapter 18 of Acts to the first four verses, verses 18, 19, verses 24 through 28, to talk about kingdom connections. I want to talk about the connection between Paul, Aquila, and Priscilla. It's important because have you ever met somebody and later realized that when you met them that they were sent by God? I just had a conversation earlier this week about someone who I knew in my childhood, that I knew growing up, and I had not had any connections with them. Every now and again, maybe every 10 so years, we would connect a messenger, Facebook. But from when I knew them then and when we had conversation now, I realized that, especially with this timing, that they were sent by God. And for you, maybe it was a mentor, a friend, a coworker, but it was somebody who pushed you further than you could have gone on your own. Why is that so important, you all? Because God never intended for us to do this journey alone. And God has a way of putting the right people in our lives at the right time for the right purpose. And that's what we see here in Acts 18, because Paul meets Priscilla and Aquila. Priscilla and Aquila, they're married, of course, and they became his partners in ministry. And then later on, Priscilla and Aquila, they meet Apollos, who was a powerful speaker all by himself. He had knowledge, but he didn't have full knowledge of the full gospel. And instead of dismissing him, they impart into him, and then they elevate him for greater impact. And you all, this is so important because somebody is waiting on you to step into your purpose so that they can step into theirs. So let's break this down with the last few minutes that I've got left. Again, God will connect you with the right people at the right time. That's what we see in verses 1 through 4 in Acts 18. You all, Paul didn't go walking into Corinth looking for friends. He had just come from Athens, and if you look at chapter 17, and we be honest, he was tired, he was discouraged, he had been dealing with opposition, but God already set up a connection for him. And now watch this now. Here's the thing. When Paul met Priscilla and Aquila, they weren't at church. They didn't meet at a revival. They met at work. You all, the Bible says that they were both tent makers. That's what it says in verse 3. You all do not overlook the divine connections that God sets forth for you in your everyday life, because sometimes your greatest blessings don't come from where you expect, but they come in right on time. And I want to encourage you that your next kingdom connection might be closer than you think. Let's keep going. You are understanding that when you meet the right people at the right time, the next thing you need to understand is that godly connections build and strengthen ministry. That's what we see in verses 18 and 19. The Bible says that Paul leaves and he goes to Syria and he takes Priscilla and Aquila with him. You all, we always hear that some relationships come for a season and others come for a reason. But I also want to contend that some come with the reason to help you grow. You all, Priscilla and Aquila just weren't Paul's co-workers, but they became co-laborers in Jesus. They traveled with him. They learned from him and eventually led others. Doesn't it sound familiar? Who else did that? Yeah, Jesus did that, right? And even though Paul, who was Saul at the time, was a persecutor of Christians, Paul still watched from a distance, because remember, he was the persecutor of Christians. So he was aware of who these Christians followed. He was well aware. But he's doing exactly what Jesus did. He gathered, he connected, he poured into, he imparted, and then he taught them how to lead others, right? But then Priscilla and Aquila, they met Apollos. Now let me tell you something about Apollos. He could preach. He had the passion. He had the charisma. That's what the scripture says, right? The scripture says that he was instructed in the way of the Lord. He was fervent in spirit. He was speaking and teaching accurately, but he was only acquainted with the baptism of John. He was missing some knowledge. Now, Priscilla and Aquila could have done what some of the church folk do. Look at him up there thinking he knows everything. He messing stuff. Somebody needs to sit him down. He ain't got it all. But that's not what they did. They did what we should be doing. They pulled him aside and they taught him. They didn't embarrass him. They didn't discourage him. They empowered him. They took someone who was already great and made him even better. Let me ask you something. Are you investing in the people around you, or are you just critiquing them? Who in your life needs your wisdom? Who needs your support? Who needs your encouragement? Because you are kingdom connections and not just about who helps you, but it's about who you help as well. And the last thing I need to share with you is that kingdom connections have kingdom impact. Because after Apollos was taught by Priscilla and Aquila, he goes on to defending the faith powerfully. That's what the scripture says in verse 28. After the brethren encouraged him and he arrived to be with the disciples, it says in verse 28, he powerfully refuted the Jews in public, demonstrating by the scriptures that Jesus was the Christ. You all, because Priscilla and Aquila took the time to invest in Apollos, he didn't just get better. He became a powerful force in the kingdom for the gospel. You all, he advanced the kingdom in ways that they could never have imagined. When you pour into the right people, your impact doesn't just stop with them. It multiplies. Your legacy continues. Who poured into you that helped to make you who you are today? And are you making sure that that legacy continues? My brothers and my sisters, God has already placed people in your life, some to help you and some for you to help. And don't you take those relationships lightly, because somebody prayed for you. Somebody encouraged you. Somebody corrected you when you were wrong, but they didn't throw you away. And now it's your turn. Because when you strengthen others, the whole kingdom gets stronger. Kingdom connections are divine relationships for a divine purpose. Let's pray. Father, we love you today and we adore you. God, remind us. Reminder that it's so important for us to open our eyes to the divine connections that you've placed in our lives. Help us to nurture and honor those relationships so that we can walk fully in our purpose. Show us who to pour into, who to learn from, and who to help build your kingdom with. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God-blessed day. In Jesus' name.